is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Jesus Came from Galilee, Land of the Gentiles. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Fernando Ortega with I Need Thee Every Hour, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to Thee. I need Thee every hour. Stay Thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when Thou art nigh. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. bless me now, my Savior, I come to Thee.
If you don't let us, if you don't ordain that Jesus be killed, we're going to get the word to Caesar that, you know, you're a betrayer. This man here wants to take down the temple and destroy it, and he wants a revolution, and you're going to let him live? Oh, you're not even a good governor. You're a bad governor. We're gonna get you thrown out. Caesar's going to be very angry at you. That's the only way they could get him. He had all that power, but he didn't want to be reported to Caesar as being unfaithful. Well, okay, finally said. Well, but why did Jesus need to go outside the city? The fact is, the Bible says that no prophet, no true prophet, can be crucified inside the gates of the city. Think about that. That's why. And so Jesus determined where he would go. They didn't make him go there. Of course, they made him carry a cross and took him up there. But he knew where he was going. He chose his path, and he knew what would be the end result for the Jews. They were really going to suffer a great penalty for killing the Son of God. But on the other hand, did you know that Jesus, when he talked about the Jews, I mean, do you go around talking about the Americans like that? Now, think, let's say, you know, you're a member of a small group, and you're meeting and you're talking about, well, the Americans did this and the Americans did that. Would you do that? You're an American, friend. Why would you want to do that? Now, I'm sure that when Americans get together, we talk about the Germans and the Japanese and the Iraqis. And that's why we say, yeah, the Iraqis are this, or the Germans are this. But we don't go around saying the Americans are this and that, do we? I want you to consider that. Jesus talked about the Jews and the Pharisees. Why did he call them the Jews? Wasn't he a Jew? It's like they were outside of him. They were the others. What's that all about? Well, he came from Galilee, you see. And Galilee was the land of the Gentiles. Did you know the historians say that there were more Gentiles living in Galilee than there were Jews? He was born among Gentiles. He chose to be among Gentiles. And he came up with a new covenant that replaced the law. And that covenant was for the whole world. Why, you know, there's another saying down south here, you forgot your raisins. You forgot your raisins. You know, you forgot where you came from. They say some people get money and they suddenly forget that they came from the Appalachia or Nashville, Tennessee, or back in the country woods of Arkansas, or up near Mount Shasta, maybe in California. You know, they just forgot where they came from, forgot their raisins. There was Jesus from Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles. And he talked about the Jews as if they were a separate race, a separate peoples. And you know, he didn't go to Jerusalem till much later, at the end of his life. And probably everybody in Israel wanted to visit Jerusalem. It was like, you know, the capital city and all those sights and things to see. It was a big tourist attraction. I know that. In fact, you know, I read one time that when Rome finally did in 70 AD, Roman General Titus went in and destroyed the city. There were like 3 million population, 3 million. And most of them were from out of Jerusalem. They were from other countries. They were Jews, but they were living throughout the world. And they had come there for a great holy day festival. And they got caught up in the fighting. I think God knew they were going to be there during that festival. He punished all the Jews for having killed the Son of God. He punished many millions. Were there, and the bodies, the dead were everywhere, stacks like cordwood of bodies. Oh my, the people were greatly punished. Wow,
I mean, that place was made desolate by God. Well, think about it. That's the first principle now, that Jesus came from Galilee, the land of the Gentiles. But he told his disciples, he sent them out. He says, I want you to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh, he did send his disciples out first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he knew of them which would join him and which ones wouldn't. He already knew. He had called them thousands of years before they even knew themselves. That's what the Bible says. He knew them before. And now Jesus says, seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And he says that to everybody, doesn't he? But not everyone will come, of course. But Jesus, you see, Christianity is a strange religion. In Judaism, they only seek other Jews. And they believe, well, if you're a Gentile and you become a Jew, okay, we'll sort of halfway accept you. But really, they seek out just themselves. Judaism is for Jews. And you got to become a Jew to be a member of Judaism, but not Christianity. You can be a Native American Indian or a Puerto Rican or a black man from Africa, a Mexican. You can be of any race, any ethnic group. And as far as the lost sheep of the house of Israel, he came to Israel first. But he didn't say, I want you to go to the Jews. It seemed that Jesus almost didn't like the Jews. Now, his genealogy is that he's the king. He comes straight from David, but he seemed to favor the Gentiles. He actually was born in the land of the Gentiles. And he said, I want you to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I propose to you today something very, very important. You see, the house of Israel is composed of everyone who will know Jesus Christ as Lord, who will accept him, who will be seeking, and they'll find. And they'll knock, and the door will be opened to them. That's the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But as far as the Jews, I want you to understand something. They're not of God. Oh, a Jew can accept God, but generally, the Jews are of Judaism. Judaism is a different religion than the religion given by Jesus Christ. Now, think about this. He didn't go out and tell his disciples, go out and convert people to Judaism, did he? I can't find that anywhere in the Bible. He didn't say, I want you to go out and make new Jews. I want you to go out and convince people to turn to Judaism. I want them to start going to their synagogues. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He did not command that the lost sheep be converted to Judaism. He did not say, I want you to be circumcised. Well, to the Jews, that was a big thing to be circumcised. And you remember, that was one of the first controversies that broke out in the Gentile countries where Paul went. Because the Jews that were there told the new Christians, well, you've got to be circumcised. You've got to become a Jew. Paul said, wait just a minute. I was a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin. I have been circumcised. But these people are Jesus' people. They're not Jews. Not physically as such. They didn't need to be converted physically. And certainly they didn't need to be converted spiritually. I mean, it's an amazing thing, but Jesus, in Matthew 23:15, he told the leaders of Judaism, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, For you compass, that's to go over, you go over. For you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. That's one convert. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more a child of hell than yourselves. He didn't gather proselytes to Judaism. Now, I was reading recently, a rabbi was writing about Jesus. He says, Jesus was a wandering, an itinerant Jewish rabbi. That's all Jesus was. Jesus was a wonderful rabbi. Oh, yes, he was a wonderful rabbi. And he wanted people to be better Jews. He wanted Judaism to succeed. Well, I think that's wrong. Because what did he say about Judaism? He says, you Jews, you make one proselyte, you convert one man to Judaism, and then you turn him into a devil. He becomes a child of hell. But not so for the Christian. Whatever race you are, whatever ethnic group you are, whatever your skin looks like, when Jesus brings you into the fold as one of his sheep, oh, there's the path to excellence, my friend. But if you accept Judaism, you just become twofold more a child of hell than the Jew who brought you into it. These proselytes of Judaism are not gathered by Jesus. He was only looking for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, there were people there that were ready. The Holy Spirit had them ready to accept Jesus Christ. And when his disciples came up, they were ready. You know, I was recently reading a story about a man, Philip Morrow, great, great, great Christian writer. He was a famous lawyer, famous attorney. He died about 1953, I believe, but he came to know Jesus as a man of possibly 40 years of age. He had been an Episcopal, really was nothing, and you know, just go to this big old formal church and you sit there. And nobody ever told him he needed to be saved or anything. Great Christian man. He's a writer of about 20 Christian books, but he was a lawyer, an attorney. Now, we were discussing the fact that Jesus did not invite people to learn about Judaism. And you know, the Talmud was there, it was their holy book, and it was not in writing at the time, but was orally used. But I don't know where Jesus quoted the Talmud at all. Today, the rabbis study the Talmud almost exclusively, it and the Kabbalah. But Jesus quoted from the Old Testament. And the book that the Jews consider most holy, the Talmud, he had no time for. And the laws they had made up, many of them were a man-made traditions. They were the traditions of the elders, you know, the people that had lived before, the rabbis. They made up these laws that came out of their own imaginations, their own hearts. They weren't from God. They said, these are from God. Learn these. Become a good Jew. That's what they said to the people. They said, we're of the faith of Moses. And Moses, you know, these things all came from Moses and the great prophets. But Jesus says, you don't even know Moses. In fact, let me tell you exactly what he told the Jews. Here's what he said. To those who complained of him, they said, quote, we are children of the faith of Moses. Jesus said, had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writing, how shall ye believe my words? They said, we're Moses. We're Moses people. His writings are what we follow, his law. And Jesus says, he wrote about me and you don't obey me. If you believed his writings, you'd believe me because he wrote about me. In fact, even Abraham, before Abraham was, I am. Boy, that just torqued their minds, made them angry. How dare you? You're a young man and you claim that you're older than Abraham? You're a maniac, they told him. For those who today, my friends, say our religion came from the Jews, we say as Christians, wait, wait, wait. Your own teachings in the Talmud say that Jesus is illegitimate and that he's a bastard. You can't be holy saying these terrible things about Jesus Christ. Now, what they have is a religion that is made up of the traditions of the elders. See Matthew 15, verses 6 through 9. Their teachings are of the traditions of the elders. Well, you know, I like George Washington. I like Thomas Jefferson. Some people even like Abraham Lincoln. But I don't go along with their traditions necessarily. I mean, their traditions may be nice for their time and age and all. I understand George had a set of wooden teeth. They got better things today, don't they? They put in your mouth and wooden teeth. And there are many other traditions they had. In fact, talking about George Washington, he died, they say, he got sick and they began to let blood. See, that's what they used to do back then. When you got sick, they would just cut a little hole in one of your blood veins and drip blood out. They thought, well, you have too much blood. So we'll let out some of the blood and then you'll get better. Of course, what happens when you let out blood? When you lose blood, you usually get weaker. We know that today. We have blood transfusions. We don't take out the blood and leave you without any blood, but they did back then. A lot of traditions. How would you like to go back all the way back to the ancient Egyptians and follow those traditions? Well, a lot of the Jews did, I'll tell you. And Christianity did not come, let me just say this right now, you can quote me on this. Christianity did not come from the cesspool of Talmudic Judaism. We came from the teachings of Jesus Christ. And he taught that Judaism was evil and infused with evil. It was not based on Christian views. It was not based on what Abraham gave them as the law. They never obeyed the law of Abraham. They were liars. That's what the New Testament says. The Judaizers opposed Christianity. Jesus brought a new covenant. He taught them about the kingdom of God. In fact, in Mark, when Jesus finally left earth, he told his disciples, go forth in all the world and teach every creature of the kingdom. He didn't say, go out and make a Jew of everybody. Did he? Have you found that anywhere in the Bible? I'd like to see it. It's not in there. I don't care what version you have. You're not going to find any version that says, go forth and teach everybody to become a Jew. Jesus says, go out and teach the kingdom to them. I want to tell you, on one side is the Jewish religion of the Jews, that's Judaism. And on the other side is the kingdom. That's different. The kingdom is for everyone who will accept Jesus Christ as Lord. And the Judaizers fought this kingdom. They did not want that kingdom to come. They didn't want to see Jesus' time. They didn't want to see Jesus come. They wanted a Jewish kingdom on earth, and they still are fighting for that today. Their Messiah is going to come. His name is not Jesus. He'll be another one. He'll be the Antichrist. Jesus was put down. Jesus is in hell. Oh, no, they're going to have a glorious kingdom of the Jews right here on earth, they say. And as far as Christians, I guess they're going to be sort of nice to you if you will be a righteous person and you will accept that they're your masters and you become their slaves and all of your riches you give over to them, they'll let you live. But if not, then, of course, you're going to go to the guillotine. They're going to cut off your neck.
And dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.